Welcome to the Natural Lifestyles Podcast with your hosts, James Marshall and Liam McRae, where we will be diving deep into the issues of modern masculinity, seduction, dating, lifestyle design, sexuality, psychedelics, you name it. This is the Natural Lifestyles Podcast. Right now you have a very unique opportunity to spend some time digitally with me that would not be possible otherwise, and probably will never be possible again. Usually I spend my year traveling around the world, teaching workshops and doing all sorts of weird stuff. Right now, I'm staying on my farm for the indefinite future, which means that I can and have committed to being the mentor for this group. Personal mentor, it's not like I'm handing this off to, random interns. I'm not just talking about networking or traveling somewhere or picking up some new hobbies, although there will be elements of that we look at it for sure in terms of how you're choosing to spend your time and who you're spending it with. But more importantly than that, I'm looking at creating an overall framework and a plan so that you can go from where you are currently now and you can do an autopsy on your current life. You can check all the metrics that define a happy, satisfied, and exciting life, and using my system, figure out where you're at. We can see the deficiencies, the holes, the key people that you're missing in your life, people that are possibly toxic and holding you back, areas where you're bleeding time and attention that aren't serving you, looking at the way you've constructed your living situation, what city are you in, who do you live with, how do you spend your disposable income, and so on. So that's the first stage, is getting an autopsy of what's going on for you right now, because everyone designs their life one way or another. Most people just do it fairly unconsciously. So what do they have? They have the net average of their scene, right? So they have a bunch of friends that they went to university with, or they did that sporting thing with, they met through some shared event. So usually those men, and they're mostly men, if you have women in the social circle, good, but mostly men have their tight circle of men. And most of the time, they're pretty similar, right? They come from similar demographics, similar income brackets, similar specializations, maybe even similar personality traits. I'm not saying they're bad guys or you should ditch your old friends, but I'm saying if you want to live a multiplied version of your life, you'll need help. It can't really be done just alone. There is this myth of the 4-hour work week, kind of lone digital nomad who outsources everything and has, digital assistants and doesn't really makes money and does his gym and travels the world, but doesn't really need anybody and doesn't really have anybody with him. That's not impossible. I have met a few people who live like that, but I don't. I am a digital nomad. I'm a traveling entrepreneur. I have been involved in and continue to be involved in a huge number of creative lifestyle projects, ones designed to bring women in, cool, rich, interesting men in, amazing opportunities for travel and exploring the world. And I've built that over the last 20 years consciously. Of course, there was some luck involved and, I had some lucky breaks at various points, but I didn't just randomly luck my way through to where I am now. I very strategically took the right types of risks. I realized when I was in a scenario, such as a city or a country, that had limitations in the area that I wanted to excel at, that I had to leave. I left Australia nearly 10 years ago. Not because I don't like Australia, and Australia has lots of great things, but for my industry and for my desires, it was not the place to be. If I'd stayed there, I would still be, in a very mediocre situation. Instead, I picked up, went over by myself initially, and then used my seductive economy skills, networking, power of influence, of commanding respect and attraction, of being able to actually bore into people and to draw out what are their core values so that I can connect with them super fast. So this is where seduction and lifestyle design overlap. I've met in my coaching career thousands of men of all different types, and many of them very, very successful, very good at what they do and have become very wealthy or very well connected. But they come to me because something's missing, right? And usually that's to do with dating and seduction. And interestingly, I've seen a number of occasions where a client has come to me who had the perfect lifestyle thing set up, right? I had one client who owned a very fancy club in Melbourne. I've had people who own modeling agencies or worked with modeling agencies, actors, very, very wealthy, extremely wealthy people. And even though these advantages did give them something, right? So there would be some girls who wanted to hang out with them because they were wealthy, or they were in a scene where there was people around, hot girls around specifically. But because they didn't actually have seductive skills, they couldn't go up and make a connection with somebody and let a girl know what they wanted and be direct and clear and seductive, the lifestyle itself didn't yield nearly as much as it could. On the other side, you have the cold approach wolves, the lone wolves. These are guys who only, you know, they have their job, they go to the gym, kind of American Psycho style, and they go out cold, approach girls, and if they're good at it, okay, maybe they'll bring girls in, and then they do that, back to their lair, and then they rinse and repeat that indefinitely. I've seen a few guys where that kind of thing has worked, but again, it's not the most efficient and not the most fun way to do things. The very best way to build a machine that seduces women more or less for you, that brings people into you, that creates a reputation about you that gets projected outside of your sphere of influence, maybe, so that people hear about you. All of these extra multiplying effects, these are created when you learn cold approach seduction, the ability to walk up to a stranger and make your position known, whether that's a business contact or someone you want to really work with or hang out with or a mentor, or if it's a girl that you want to get into bed, right? You need to have those skills. There is no substitute for that unless you are, I don't know, A-list celebrity, famous, and then maybe it just happens for you, maybe. We're looking at the human aspect, and we're looking at the strategy and the design aspect as well. You have to know how to make an impression. You have to know how to be charismatic, how to negotiate. You have to need to know how to confront people and have uncomfortable situations, especially if you want to step into more leadership roles. You need to be able to look at your social grouping around you and see, okay, currently I don't have the right kinds of people. I need to find a gatekeeper that leads me into a new social scene. And every social scene has one or two or more gatekeepers. These are the people that are connectors. They're usually extroverted. They're very, you know, let's say friendly and accommodating. They may not be the leader of the group, but they may be the best person to approach to get into the group. And then you need to figure out, okay, how do I make this person like me, and how do I get into this scene? And what do I have to offer? A big part of the Lifestyle Design Academy is looking at what I call seductive economy currencies. All exchanges that we have are in some way transactional. Right now I'm transacting with you, I'm giving you information, you're giving me your attention, maybe you'll buy my product, and if you do, then you'll get amazing results and your life will be better. It's transactional, but if you didn't like me on some sense, or you didn't, you know, if you were totally annoyed by me every time I got on screen and started talking, even if my information was amazing, you just would have moved on to somebody else. I presume there's something about me that makes you compelled to keep visiting. And this is the type of personality traits that you want to develop as you're building your lifestyle. So over the next 12 months, what I've done is broken this course up into seasons, because as you can see, I'm all about nature and farming and stuff at the moment, organics. And it's a good model, it's a good way to look at it, and it's just the way the world is, right? We go through seasons. Right now we're in the spring season. So over the next 8 weeks, this is the germinator class. We were like, this is the accelerator, but I was like, it makes more sense to be the germinator. So this is the germinator accelerator part of the course. Over the next 8 weeks, I do 8 weekly webinars of 90 minutes, usually more, because, you know, once I get started, I don't stop, where I will be delivering specific modules of my seductive economy framework, teaching you how to do deals, how to negotiate, how to have charismatic influence over people, how to overlap social circles, how to use the characters within your social grouping to build something, such as an event, a party, some kind of traveling experience, a business, an artistic project, or whatever it may be. Because you're not really friends with somebody until you collaborate with them. That's my opinion. Otherwise, they're just drinking buddies. Some guy you go to the office with and on Fridays you go and have a beer with, he's not your friend. He's someone you hang out with. Because will he come and move your fridge when you need to move house? Will he lend you money? Will he help you out with contacts? Will he recommend a girl to you if he knows one that he's not with, and so on? And will you do the same for him? Because these are the marks of actual trust, actual friendship, actual bonds. We all have plenty of Facebook friends and followers and, you know, and contacts, maybe someone you could write to and they might reply, or if you saw them at a party, you might go and have a chat. But really, those people are just people that you bump into and you kill time together sometimes. They're not your tribe. They're not your core collaborators. And that is what I'm attempting to do with this course, is to create a global tribe of men who want excellence in their life, in all metrics, not just in pickup, not just in muscles, not just in money, but they want the living experience to be joyful, passionate, exploratory, erotic, and whatever it is that you actually want in life. Now, in order to do that, it sounds like a big promise, right? I'm like, I promise you the best life you could ever have. Well, I can promise you that if you actually put in the work. I need people, guys who at least have a vision, right? Like they have a lifestyle in their mind, even if it's just a bit vague or even if it seems like it's kind of a moonshot, unrealistic goal right now. If you dare to dream, dare to think outside the box, dare to look at your own life and realize that it's more shit than it could be. And that's a hard thing for people to do, to really accept that they're not living their best life. And many people, most people won't do that. They will just create justifications or excuses or blame for why life is the way it is. I mean, right now, the entire planet's in a situation where we're more or less locked into our living spaces. Many, many people have lost their livelihood. You know, I mean, my business took a massive hit and most people I know have had, you know, really difficult times. And I'm not here to say that that's your fault or that you should have been hustling harder or anything like that. It's the realities of where we're at right now. It sucks, but it's going to suck way more hard for some people and it's going to be okay. And it's, for some people, it's even going to be advantageous. I've been locked in this farm for 2 months, but I've been more productive probably than I have been in 2 years. I've been rekindling networks. I've been checking in with old flames. I've been working on new projects. I've been planning and preparing for when lockdown ends and then I can hit the ground running. Whereas I think a lot of people are just thinking, oh, well, everyone else is just sitting watching Netflix. So I guess the world's on hold. So I'm not really falling behind by sitting on the couch. You are, because there are men out there, there are people out there who are pivoting, adjusting, being adaptable and working out how to make this work for them. And that's what I'm here to do as your personal mentor, to help you through this extremely difficult time, to start leveraging other currencies aside from money. My business is tanked. I don't have nearly the income that I used to have, but I have a massive wealth when it comes to people who will do favors for me, people who will help me, you know, people who know intel that's really important that are going to give me amazing information. I still have my friends, my lovers, my collaborators, right? Just because I don't have as much money as I did 2 months ago, I'm still living an excellent life. And when you see like the tagline where I'm like 10x your seduction and lifestyle results, like that sounds like a bold claim. It sounds like marketing hype, but it's absolutely true. Because what is 10x when you think about it, right? It's like, if your social world currently is a handful of people in one tiny location, to 10x that, that would mean knowing 50 people fairly well and being invited into or having access to 10 different social scenes instead of one. I've got access to dozens of social scenes. If I want to, I can pop into any country and I can contact people. I can be part of their world. Or I can take my crew over to meet other crews and then I can overlap lifestyle design crews to then multiply not only our effects, but the other group's effects and then have even more effects. Trying to do this all alone, whether it's going out and picking up women, trying to get rich, trying to build a honeypot that attracts people to you. If you're just one person, you're gonna have to be fucking charismatic. You're gonna have to have a huge personality to do all of this alone. And you're going to need to have not just the creator skills, which is where I'm at, but you're also gonna have to have the technical skills, the analytical skills, the micromanaging skills. And those are not my skills particularly. I'm a big picture thinker. I'm a creator. Yeah, I can follow spreadsheets a little bit and I can crunch numbers a little bit, but that's not my forte. When you find other people who have complementary skills and you bring them in using the seductive economy framework, you bring them into your life, then you have access to all of their skills and networks. Which right now, if you're in your same crew of guys you went to high school with, you probably all have the same networks. You probably all have the same skills. And therefore, as I said before, you're not going to be able to multiply each other's effects. I need guys who are willing, as soon as the doors open, to go out there and meet people, to go and network in a real sense, to be able to find collaborators and build something, to try and find female friends and wing girls to bring in to your group. I need guys who dare to think big. People who have a certain level of status or influence, they only really allow new people in if they benefit from that. And that may sound kind of cold, but welcome to life, right? I get guys writing to me all the time saying, can I have a job or help me out with these girls? Or I'm in town, can we hang out? And I just usually say no.
because I've got as many friends as I can handle. I've got as women, many women as I can handle. Every man that I work with or hang out with has some amazing skill. And sometimes that amazing skill is just that they're really funny or that they're really good to talk to. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean they're high-level specialists in some skill set, but they're people you want to be around. Charm is a currency. Listening is a currency. Making people like you is a currency. Making people respect and fear you is a currency. And of course, all of the skills that you have to trade on as well, these are currencies. A guy wrote to me yesterday and said, hey, I've studied permaculture. Can I come and do an internship and work on your farm for a little bit? And maybe I'll take him up on that because he's going to offer me something that I need. I need that skill and I don't have that right now. So that's a good way to try and contact. Oh, no, now I'm like, everyone's going to go and like study permaculture for 10 minutes and then rock up at my farm. But you see what I mean? It's like, okay, in my position, that's something that I kind of need right now. So that's more like, that means I'm more likely to give that person a chance. If you're at home right now and you're looking at the net result of this mini retirement, the net result of your life so far in this mini retirement that we're all forced to be in, be honest with yourself. Like, if this was it, if this was all you got, is it enough? Is it your dream life? Is it the way you want to be spending your time? Are you with the people that you want to be spending time with? The lovers, the friends, the collaborators? And if the answer is no, now in some ways is a very precious and unique time where you get to take a breath, step back and look at your own personal life and go, okay, before I was so busy and rushing and, you know, I had five chicks on Tinder I was sort of talking to and that my ex-girlfriend I was maybe going to something with and, oh yeah, we're going to go to skiing with my friends next winter. But I'm just letting life pass. I'm so busy and I'm so distracted and I'm bleeding time in things that don't actually yield any results. Swiping on Tinder and chatting to a girl who flakes and then another who flakes and another who flakes is a complete fucking waste of time, seriously. It doesn't give you anything. It makes you feel bad about yourself, right? So let's either optimize it or remove it. And that's the way I look at everything in my life now. As I'm getting older, I'm getting more ruthless. Optimize or remove. And that includes people in your life. Again, if they're good people, they make you feel good, they connect with you, they're funny, whatever, that's a good reason to keep them around. I don't mean look at humans as utility, just like, you know, can you make me richer? No, get out. It's like, can you make my life richer? Yes, then you may stay. And if you don't, if you make my life poorer, then I will remove you. And if I make someone else's life poorer, they should remove me as well. So it's time to be real with yourself. The world has changed, right? Corona will pass, but the world will be different. Economies will not be as good as they were for quite some time. Those who thought that their life was stable and they had it all sorted will realize that it is not stable. We live in a chaotic, intense, rapidly changing time in history. Nothing like this, and I'm not just talking about the lockdown, but nothing like this experience of life has ever happened before, where there was the opportunity to travel so cheaply and so safely around the world, not right now, but soon, where there's the opportunity to, from a little machine, reach almost anyone on the planet. And if you've got the right communication skills, to be able to start a relationship of some sort with them. And yet most people don't do that, right? Because also the machines are designed like poker machines to just make us keep doing this and liking things and scrolling things and just bleeding our life into Instagram feeds. Just as an aside, if you have any hot girls that you don't know on your Instagram, delete them all. Like, you know, any of those big titted hot chicks that you're like, I follow that chick just to look at her, delete them because it's emasculating for you. You will never meet them. They are not part of your life and it gives you this false positive sense that things are happening when they're not actually happening. Right now is the real, really, really, really real reality of your life. Look at it. Is it good enough? If not, it's time to change. Whether you do it with me very quickly over a 12-month period or you do it by yourself or with other people, it has to be done because otherwise you're looking down the barrel of mediocrity forever. And that is the only thing I couldn't deal with. I can live with regrets of mistakes that I made and bad decisions, but I cannot live with regret of having wasted huge chunks of my time and not having taken the risks to go for what I want. And right now, it's way riskier to stay still and to try and stay safe than it is to actually take risks and reach out. What is the real risk? The risk is to your ego when you reach out to a contact and they say, oh no, I don't need your help. Right? I've done that many times and people do that to me and I say no often. And then sometimes they get through. Right? So the risk is really to your ego. The risk is to your sense of identity that you've got things sorted. You know, the risk is to your comforts. But it's going to be, you know, but it's going to be more comfortable to do it with me. I can help you through the bumps. I've gone down every wrong pathway. I have been screwed over in business. I have been dicked over in friendships. I have made all sorts of incorrect deals. I have wasted time in various ways, but overall, I've corrected very quickly and navigated towards what it is that I want to do, and I know how to do it. I will continue to do it for myself and for my friends and my private clients, and now you better get moving, and I'll see you on the first lecture.
Thanks so much for listening to the Natural Lifestyles Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at The Natural TV. See you on the next episode.